Welcome to the bustling North Nottinghamshire town of Mansfield. Voters here elected their first mayor 10 years ago, and since then there's only been one man who's held the post. The independent candidate, Tony Eggington, is currently in his third term in office, and he explained to us exactly what his job entails.
I shape Mansfield. I think, you know, in reality, I listen to people, and make a decision, a rounded decision with their support, on policies that will make Mansfield a better place and give people opportunities, communities opportunities, you know, for us all to big up Mansfield.
Advocates of the mayoral system claim that it provides strong executive leadership and allows local people to shape directly their community.
Let's knit and purl some of these opportunities. What opportunities have we got? What can I do to bring inward investment that's going to create jobs? So it really is an all-embracing job, working with all partners. Partnership working is the biggest single issue for me to be good at.
And Mayor Tony Eggington has certainly got to work with other people. The mayor himself is an independent, and he's appointed to his cabinet's other independent politicians. However, the largest political party in Mansfield is the Labour Party, who control the council chamber. Martin Lee is the local Labour Party leader.
As far as mayoral systems are concerned, my invitation to anyone who's thinking of voting for a mayoral system is come to Mansfield and see actually how it does work. And I believe it works very badly.
Why is that?
There's the democratic deficit of the fact that we as a Labour group are the overwhelming majority party in the council, and yet the mayor chooses to ignore us.
For those against the mayoral system, the situation in Mansfield highlights what they call its Achilles heel. It can lead to a political deadlock between the executive and the legislature. So what does the mayor make of the claim that there's too much power vested in the hands of one person?
Once I've got the confidence of the people that I've elected to the cabinet, and I've elected them on abilities, I've got confidence of the officers, I delegate the power. I do agree that there is a danger if that person is elected, but why would the wrong person be elected? The scheme of delegation really does make it still come down to people power.
So what's the alternative?
My preference is for a system of governance where the leader of the council is drawn from the majority group. That is the democratic way, and that is the democratic tradition that goes back, you know, over 100 years now in this country, and I think it's worked extremely well. Unfortunately, we've seen it necessary to import what I always considered to be ideas from America and the promotion of the personality, and I think I think we're reaping the rewards of that.
That's Labour Party leader Martin Lee again. The coalition governments have championed the idea of elected mayors to give power to local communities. We'll find out over the course of the day whether local people here in Sheffield want to take the government up on that offer.